It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
So who's being a little soft in the MLB playoffs?
David Price.
The Boston Red Sox are. They're down nothing to two. I got to get back on Facebook Live here. There's a lot of people who might want to hear about this from where I live.
Facebook Live is a great concept.
It really is. Not on the radio.
Man, you know, it's really great to pay a guy $30 million and for him to give up, what was it, 6 runs yesterday?
He gave up 5 runs and 3 in the third.
So what's going on, guys? Red Sox down nothing and 2. Rangers down nothing and 2.
All you need to know is David Price is 0-8 with a 5.4 something ERA in the postseason.
It's literally atrocious.
So what does the Red Sox need to do to get back in this?
Not pay David Price $217 million? I mean, other than that, they need to hit. I mean, they need to hit. Corey Kluber shut them down the other day. 7 innings, 3 hits, 7 strikeouts. You got Andrew Miller shutting them down, the former Red Sox and former Yankees, shutting them down in game one. Red Sox can't hit. I mean, you got Pedroia hitting 125. You got Ortiz batting 125. Bogaerts hitting 125. I mean, this is a team that had like 7 guys bat over 300 in the regular season.
They had 2 possible MVP candidates. Yeah, Mookie Betts and David Ortiz.
And then Xander Bogaerts is no slouch.
Where are they?
Where are they at?
Where? I don't see them. I don't see them. And they need to play better. The offense, pitching is great in the playoffs, and it ultimately does win you games. But it's significantly harder to win with just pitching if you can't score. And we know David Price is not a playoff pitcher. So when you have him pitching in a game two, when you're already down 1-0 in the series, you're down 0-1. You need to come together offensively and score a lot of runs to give him confidence.
They did that in the regular season. Ortiz, Mookie Betts, Hanley, Ramirez. 30 homers or more. All three of them had that in the regular season.
And yesterday they put up nothing.
Three total hits for the Red Sox. I mean, they're going back to Boston for game three,
which will have a big impact.
But it's also Clay Buchholz pitching. And if you're a Red Sox fan or if you know anything about the Red Sox this season, Clay Buchholz was in the bullpen half the year because he couldn't stay in the rotation.
Yeah.
The one year he stays healthy, he's atrocious.
But you got to keep in mind, this last game at Boston, if they lose, that's David Ortiz's last MLB game. So that could be a driving factor for the Red Sox to get Big Poppy
and we know
at
the,
least one more game.
The Red Sox like to win in momentum-swinging games. We know that. Now, let's take a look. You talked a little bit about the starting rotation for Boston. Well, how about for the Indians? It's injury-plagued, but they're still trucking along. Carlos Carrasco, he's out for the postseason. And Danny Salazar, who is one of the linchpins of their starting rotation, will likely miss the series because of a forearm injury. They have Corey Kluber, but then they need others to step in. Can they do that is the question.
They've done it so far.
They've done it in these first 2 games. And then look at that bullpen. You got Andrew Miller anchoring that bullpen. Since he was traded to the Indians, I believe he's faced 100 batters. He struck out 50 of them so far.
And only
walked 3.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Not bad at all.
I mean, this Indians bullpen has been able to shut them down. This pitching, it's a little injury plague. They have some great young pitchers who are injured right now.
All right. So are you concerned a little bit about Craig Kimbrell? Either that he will underperform or should the Indians can be concerned about him?
Yes and no, but the Red Sox have to get to him. They have to get a lead in the 9th inning to bring out Craig Kimbrell. I mean, if they want to pitch, I mean, they got to get a lead.
In the last 17 batters he's faced, he's given up 6 earned runs. That is not like him.
It's not like him at all. I mean, the Yankees have roughed him up this year. I saw a game in one of A-Rod's last games. Yankees crushed Kimbrell, and this is a guy coming from the NL East who's been lights out the last 5 years, but the NL East is not the AL East. And he's proved that this year, that the AL East...
AL East looking like the NFC East this year.
I mean, the AL East has some hitters. They got some good offenses, and it's a lot different than the NL East when you're pitching for the Braves.
They need... I would say the Indians are in a great position right now because when you look at the AL, it is significantly more wide open than the NL. We all know the favorite in the NL is the Chicago Cubs. Well, in the AL,
the Red Sox were the favorite.
The Red Sox were the favorite, and they're effectively dismantling them. In game one, they went back to back to back home runs. I mean, that screams playoff baseball right there. And then they shut them out last night. So they're effectively in the driver's seat. And as of right now, they could be considered the favorites in this AL. Obviously, the Blue Jays are handling their business as well.
Well, don't forget, Terry Francona has proved to win with his former team, the Red Sox. He's won two World Series as the Red Sox manager. Now he's bringing that winning over to the Cleveland Indians. They may not have the talent that the Red Sox do, but they got that man.
It's the mentality.
Francona is significantly better of a coach than Farrell. And you mentioned that earlier in the day with the Giants. The Giants beat the Mets because Bruce Bochy is significantly better a manager than Terry Collins. And it's the same thing going on here for the Cleveland Indians.
All right, so game three tomorrow, 4:08 Eastern. Right on the dot. I'd say it's a must-win for Boston at home.
Well, yeah, they're going to need something. If they lose, they're out. So, yeah, it is a must-win.
There you go.
And they're going to win. They're going to take game three at home, and they're going to get Big Poppy at least one more game. Game four, I don't know, but game three, they're going to win at home.
So you think they're going to win?
They are going to win. I don't think they are going to win.
I can't even say they're going to win. I mean, I don't even – It's right now it's 50-50. They're a home
game.
There's
where you have Kimbrel. If they get in a safe situation and they bring in Craig Kimbrel.
You need something from Clay Buchholz, though.
Six earned runs. Yeah, Clay Buchholz. Do you feel comfortable with starting Clay Buchholz there?
No, not one person in Boston feels comfortable with Clay Buchholz pitching game three. I know that for a fact. This guy has proved to let Red Sox fans down year after year, whether it's injury or just giving up that big home run. He hasn't proved to be... You can't put your trust in Clay Buchholz.
All right, moving on. Another team that's down 2-0, and I would say a little unexpected in this as well, is the Texas Rangers. Toronto's absolutely been knocking it out of the park after earning a berth into the ALDS after winning that game against the Orioles. 10-1 was the first score, and then last night they won 5-3 to take a 2-0 lead. Is Toronto getting back to where they were before?
Oh, yeah. They've come to play in these playoffs. Obviously, the big win at home in the wild card was huge for the momentum and the confidence of this team. And they just have kept the ball rolling here, up 2-0 on the Rangers. This is a rematch of last year's ALDS. And the Blue Jays are handling business again. I like what they're doing so far. And they have really surprised me as far as just how they've been playing. I'd actually picked the Orioles to beat the Blue Jays in the wild card game. And so they've surprised me, and they've certainly – they're looking mighty fine right
now.
Well,
they got the bats swinging. Melvin Upton Jr. hit a home run in the fourth in game one.
Batista hit a home run.
Tulo, I believe, hit a home run.
Well, that's
yesterday.
In game one.
And, of course, Encarnacion has hit a home run. Josh Donaldson has – quite a few RBIs already. I want to say it has 5 or 6.
Well, you said it. This has surprised a lot of people. This Blue Jay team has not played good the last 20, 25 games. They squeezed into the playoffs, but they haven't been playing good. So this is surprising a lot of people. They don't have the pitching. Stroman struggled in game one. Osuna, their closer, is only 21, I believe. He got injured. He got taken out of that Orioles game. I mean, they don't have the pitching. And then Batista only at 240 on the year. This offense wasn't as great as it was last year, and yet they're proving that they can do it in the playoffs. Rangers are a good team. They made that trade for Beltran. They got Lucroy. The way the Blue Jays roughed up Cole Hamels.
Well, here's the reason.
I mean,
here's the reason
surprising.
Why Toronto, and I'd venture to say that I think Toronto has definitely has this in the bag more than Cleveland has their series with Boston on the back, and here's why.
Well, now it's going back to
those,
Toronto.
Yeah, those two games that they won, the first one they slaughtered the Rangers, that was on the road. So now they go to Toronto, and now they have two chances to wrap up the series back in Toronto, and the home fans over there are getting a show this postseason, for sure.
Look out for the cops, though. They're going to have extra security there.
That is true.
Especially after that wild card game. But
you can't trust media members, am I right? Ugh, they suck. You could definitely expect a bat flip from Jose Bautista if he hits a home run in games 3 or 4.
All right. So,
I missed the bat flip.
So now we move to the NL, where there's a little bit more competition, or we shall say there's only been one game played in each series. But they have been close. The Cubs took a 1-0 lead in the series there over the Giants.
With a 1-0
win. Now, the Cubs, I'd say they're the favorites in the postseason coming in. The Giants, it's an even year. We already stated that. And just getting past that, they look to hold their own. They've been keeping these games close in the postseason. Is that what they need to do against the Cubs, or do they need to get some offensive firepower to help them?
They need firepower. They excel at situational baseball, but this Cubs team, you need firepower. John Lester pitched great last night, and now they have Jake Arrieta tonight. You need to put up a ton of runs.
And I question that a little bit, that Lester started game one over Arrieta, but it still
It worked.
Joe Madden knows what he's doing.
Yeah, that guy knows.
If there's a coach that knows what he's doing, and he's got his weird antics, he does not do anything conventional, but it works. I mean, this team is probably one of the best teams we've seen in 10 years, maybe.
A while.
The talent on this team is amazing at every position. They had five starting all-stars just in their lineup. And then look at their pitching. They led the whole MLB in ERA, in runs scored, in wins. I mean, this team is so balanced. They have one of the best pitching rotations, and they have some of the best young talent, and probably the MVP on the NL side Chris Bryant.
So
if you're the Giants, you're running into the wrong team here. I don't care if it's an even year. You're running into the Cubs.
The even year can't break.
And you got to score some runs. And I don't think the Giants are going to be able to score any. I mean, more than you're going
to
need more than 3-4 runs, maybe, because you're not going
to
shut out
five in at least 3 games to beat the Cubs.
You're going
to
need 5 in game 2 if you want
to
win.
So if you have to look at any of these 3 series that we've talked about so far, with the Indians and the Red Sox, the Blue Jays and the Rangers, and now the Cubs and the Giants, which one do you think has the best chance to be a sweep?
Blue Jays and the Rangers.
And then this one would be a close second, I'd say. A close second.
I would say this one would be the one that's easily the most sweepable, because it's going to be Bumgarner probably game 3, but then you're going to be going against the NL ERA leader in Hendricks, I believe. He's a young pitcher, but I think he was leading the NL in ERA. I'm not sure if he finished the season as a leader, but this guy who's going to be pitching game 3 is no slouch against this Giants, and the Giants don't have the offense. Bumgarner's not going to be hitting the ball and scoring all the runs. We've seen him do it in the past, but
pitchers who rake. Hashtag pitchers who rake.
I don't see them getting a game here. I think the Cubs are going to sweep them.
Kyle Hendricks does still lead the he did lead the NL.
And he's their number 3. He's going to pitch game 3 against Bumgarner, which is ridiculous.
All right, game 4. I'll put the Facebook Live camera on you for this one. Nationals taken down by the Dodgers. They fall down 1 game. Bryce Harper was 1-for-5 last night.
I should have brought my hat.
Jason Wirth was 1-for-4. Rendon was 2-for-4. Zimmerman was 2-for-4. How many did they strand last night, though, Denton?
We finished at least 1 inning where the bases were loaded. We had another one where we had 2 guys on base.
Murphy was caught stealing.
He was, which he should not have. He should not have done that.
He's not a good base runner.
No, he's
Mets
not.
Mets fans will tell you.
They need to put Trey Turner on base, and Trey Turner, I don't think, got on base last night.
Here's the thing. You use your ace in Scherzer. He takes the loss, gives up 4 runs on 5 hits, 2 home runs, and strikes out 5? Max Scherzer?
Yeah. Is that a surprising feat? He's not a playoff pitcher. And if we're being honest, neither is Clayton Kershaw. He got the job done, but we saw both of their weaknesses exposed. They're great aces in the regular season, but they're not Bumgarner. They're not Arrieta.
Well,
those guys are playoff pitchers. Now, they're not David Price caliber bad, but Scherzer is known to give up the long ball. He specializes in strikeouts and pop flies. Well, when you put the ball down the middle hoping for a pop fly, sometimes it gets sent 400 feet the other way, and that's what happened twice last night. And unfortunately, it happened very early in the first inning. And had that not have happened, it's a tie ball game going into extra innings. The offense needs to step up. Bryce Harper needs to wake up.
Where are you at, bro? Where's Bryce Harper at?
He's there. He's just not playing well, and it's terrible. That's the.
I mean, they're gonna
MVP.
Need something out of him. This is the closest series, though, by far of the four. This is the most evenly matched. I don't think there's a favorite, especially after game one. I mean, you saw these two teams are evenly matched. They're going hand in hand, one run game. Nationals easily had many chances to win that game.
Just didn't.
Just unfortunately, it didn't happen. But okay, they're gonna have game two. They're gonna have to go out and get it. This is an even matchup. There's no favorites here, but you're going to need something out of this lineup. You're going to need Bryce Harper to do something.
And game two
sooner
tonight,
or later,
game
you're going to need Bryce Harper.
Four today.
Are you looking more for your pitching to dominate right out of the gate, Denton, or are you looking more for the rest of your offense?
I'm looking more for the offense. One of the things we specialize in, one of the things looking on paper, we have a lot of guys who can score a lot of runs. Last night, we only put up three. Trey Turner is great when he gets on base. Didn't get on base enough last night. Bryce Harper, former MVP, has not played that well this year. He needs to wake up. If he does, it's a completely different series. Jason Worth had a lot of success in the postseason. Daniel Murphy, a candidate for MVP.
Look at the postseason he had last year, Daniel Murphy.
We need that Daniel Murphy back. Danny Espinosa, before the All-Star break, playing out of his mind. Anthony Rendon at one point was supposed to be the guy, the second best guy on this team behind Bryce Harper last time we were in the playoffs in 2014. This offense needs to step up, and unfortunately it's not happening.
I agree, based off of if you look at the Dodgers lineup, there's only a few guys that really scare you there, so it's not like the pitching has to do too much. They don't have to go out and pitch the best game of their lives for the Nationals to win. Because when you look at this Dodger lineup, you got Adrian Gonzalez, who's past his prime. You got Corey Seager is the one guy that you should be scared of.
The guy I'm scared of is Justin Turner, because he has destroyed us this year.
Justin Turner can destroy a lot of teams. He's up there in RBIs. But it's Corey Seager and Justin Turner, and then the rest of the lineup, it's a bunch of guys that you really don't know. It's a bunch of guys you've never really heard of other than Adrian Gonzalez. So these guys, this lineup doesn't scare you. So you don't need Tanner Roark to go out there and pitch the best game of his life. You don't need these guys to be lights out, but you need this offense against a pretty good Dodger staff. You need them to be electric. You need Bryce Harper to be out there. You need Anthony Rendon to step up. These guys prove that they can. Now they got game two. They got to go do it. They got to perform. Simple as that.
They have to.
All right, so why don't you give me your picks? First for the NLCS. Who's going to the NLCS?
I'm picking Cubs versus Dodgers. Cubs-Dodgers.
Cubs-Nationals. I picked the Nationals to win it
you have
all
to stick with them.
In the preseason, and I'm sticking with it.
I had Cubs-Nationals as well. That's just who I had picked. Hopefully the offense. I mean, it's there. It's there for the Nationals, and they have to take advantage of it at home.
1-0.
Yeah.
It's still a winnable 1-0
situation. 1-0 at home, though. That's not good.
They can get it done. I think the Dodgers are just slightly, especially getting game one on the road.
It helped.
It's
but
slightly advantage to the Dodgers. That's who I picked.
ALCS.
Blue Jays, Red Sox.
Wow, you got Red Sox coming back.
I still believe in the Red Sox. Blue Jays sweep the Rangers. Red Sox force the series to 5 and they win.
Going on no shred of intelligence here, I'm going to pick the Rangers versus the Indians. I have to stick with the Rangers. I picked them actually as my World Series team for the AL. I like what they were doing. I like what they got on that roster. I like Lucroy and Beltran. I think they got a great offense. I don't know how they're going to do it. I picked them. I'm going to stick with them to hopefully come back and get the next three games against the Blue Jays. But I think Indians got this locked up. I think Indians will beat the Red Sox. But I'm not feeling good about the Rangers, but
I do
them.
Think the Red Sox will win today, but I just don't know. I think I had Rangers Red Sox. I'll go Blue Jays Red Sox, but I think it's gonna be the Blue Jays. I think it's gonna be Blue Jays Cubs. It's gonna be a lot of blue. It's gonna be a lot of fun. That's
gonna be
sure.
A lot of fun. A
lot of blue.
It's the Cubs year.